Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Downeast Graphics and Printing on the Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth. Full color printing, graphic design, business cards, rack cards. They've got a shredding service. They do so much. Visit them at downeastgraphics.com. Brittany Merrill joins us this morning. She's the city planner for the city of Ellsworth, and we're talking about cleaning up Cardbrook. When is it this year?
This year, we pushed it back a little bit. It's a little bit later than normal.
Well, I wondered, it used to be in April, right?
Yeah, they used to try to schedule it around Earth Day.
Oh, okay.
And either the weekend before or the weekend after. But this year, we decided to push it so it's a little bit warmer, a little bit nicer out there.
I think the volunteers would appreciate that.
Yes, we would appreciate it. Yes. Yeah. Everyone.
And depending on the year, sometimes when you get into May, mud season can be a little better on the drier end of it sometimes. So
that's what we're hoping for.
Okay. So if somebody's never done the Cardbrook cleanup, how does it work?
So you basically show up. We do have a new location for our registration this year, or check-in point this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be at the parking lot at Bangor Pipe and Supply at 55 Foster Street.
Okay, used to be at Hannaford, right?
That's correct.
Okay, all right, so new location, that's good to know. And what time and what's the duration of the event?
So it's going to start at 9 o'clock sharp. There'll be some coffee and donuts provided by First National Bank. And we'll have a safety speech. So you come park at Bangor Pipe and Supply. There's a little bit of overflow parking at Bangor Savings Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to them. And you come in, register, grab, you know, water, safety vest, picker, gloves. We are also offering free t-shirts to the first 50 volunteers.
All right.
We held a t-shirt design contest for Ellsworth students earlier this
year.
Oh,
so they got to design these. Excellent.
Yes, it was our first year doing it. So it
so
was
what grades
fun.
Or what school was part of this?
It was open to K through 12.
Wow.
So, and we had 11 submissions. It was very hard for our jury to choose the top three. But once they did, we sent those top three choices to City Council, and City Council decided on their favorite from those three.
Wow, that's awesome to see the young people involved in the whole cleaning up and keeping Ellsworth beautiful theme. Coming up next, Brittany will tell us exactly what you need to help us clean up Cardbrook and where along Cardbrook the cleanup will take place. City Scene, brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Downeast Graphics and Printing on the Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth. They offer so many services, from all kinds of printing, from little things, business cards, to large yard signs. They offer a fax service. Yeah, I mean, I got rid of my fax machine, but if you need one, they can connect you. Do you need help with mailing? They do that too. Visit downeastgraphics.com. Brittany Merrill is with us this morning, the city planner of Ellsworth. We're talking about the Cardbrook cleanup that's happening on Saturday, May 9th. So it sounds like there's a lot provided. So you provide the gloves and the safety vest. So what? So people probably need to buy some boots or something that will protect them, because they're going to be walking in some muck, right?
Yes, definitely.
First of all, it's really important to remind people that, especially those that have done this before, new location. So where do people go this year to sign up and get all their supplies?
They want to stop in the parking lot at Bangor Pipe and Supply on 55 Foster Street.
When you hear about the Cardbrook cleanup, whereabouts, where does the actual cleanup take place?
So we'll start right behind Bangor Pipe and Supply. We're going to split up the cleanup into four quadrants this year. That mm-hmm. stretches from High Street all the way down to Water Street.
And I know from each year, there's quite a bit that is collected, isn't there?
Yes. Last year, we had over 1,000 pounds of trash collected.
What are some of the strangest things or things that you take note of that you found last year?
In 2021, there was a giant culvert that had been there forever.
A culvert?
And they were able, with the help of Bill Nelson, to get that out of the brook.
There was like a retired culvert that was just lying there?
Yes, a giant one. You could walk through it. Like, it was
wow.
big.
What about some other interesting things that are found?
For a few years, there were quite a few tires being pulled out. Last year was pretty quiet, nothing too extraordinary. So they need to show up at 9 o'clock at Bangor Pipe and Supply, and We'll spend the morning from 9 to noon cleaning up. Afterwards, there will be a complimentary barbecue lunch at the Moose Lodge, which is right next door.
So you don't have to
go too far. Just walk over and get some free food. And we'll be drawing the raffle prizes at that barbecue lunch.
Definitely. And do people need to do anything online or you just show up?
Just show up to register right there at the event. And we'll tell you where to go and, you know, and provide you lunch after. And we have a ton of local businesses donated prizes for this raffle. So it's a huge thank you to all of our local businesses and our T-shirt sponsor, Sargent Real Estate.
Oh, good to know.
That would not have happened without them.
Thank you. Excellent.
Huge thank you to them.
All right. And hopefully good weather so you can really clean up Cardbrook well.
City Scene, brought to you by Down East Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.